Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, good afternoon, my friends. I am here. It was just one of those times again where I'm having a little bit of a problem getting started on my show at this point in time because it's always been earlier than this. And being as before, if I'd have started it at 8 o'clock Eastern time, I'd have started it at 8 o'clock Eastern time. And if I hadn't, if I'd have started it at 6 o'clock Eastern time, it would have been at 6 o'clock. Now I'm saying 8 o'clock Eastern time, but when I actually started, it's at 6 o'clock. So I've been having my problems getting this thing started up again. And the things that is going on with this nation and everything else, it's really quite interesting. But let me get this started here.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Okay, good evening, my friends, and welcome to today's NWCR's radio show, brought to you by Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. From Breitbart News comes this one. Nolte, Thanksgiving SCOTUS decision shows we're one vote from losing the First Amendment. And if it comes down that Biden is declared the winner of this election, which hasn't happened yet. I know the left keeps wanting Trump to concede. I know the left keeps saying that Biden is the president-elect. No, it hasn't been decided yet. But what we have learned here on this Thanksgiving Day is that we are just one vote away, just one little vote from losing our sacred First Amendment rights, our right to assemble and to worship our God. You don't need to tell me, you don't need me to tell you, well, maybe if you attended public schools, you do, that one of the primary reasons the pilgrims jumped on the Mayflower and came over to this continent was to escape the religious persecution of fascists like New York Governor, Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo, who flagrantly issued an edict outlawing religious services for more than 10 or 25 people, depending on the area. Cuomo audaciously wrote his own law, one that violates the First Amendment's rights to be to peaceful assembly and the First Amendment's explicit call for government to not interfere with how American citizens practice their religion. And they're doing the same damn thing here, folks. There was an article in today's Albuquerque Journal, which is liberal to the core. And this was an article that said that this whole thing about banning church services over a certain amount, that has been blocked here, which actually kind of surprised me since this is such a liberal bastion here. But that has been blocked. But what they did on the front page of the Albuquerque Journal, this little thing was just kind of stuck right in the side, kind of off just a little bit below center. And it was only like about an inch long and about an inch wide. And all it said was that it was blocked. To read the story, you had to go to A5. They didn't deem it well enough of a good thing to say to put it on the front page, even though it should have been. So what they did was they put the headline on the front page as little as they possibly could, and then put the story on A5. I still haven't read that story yet, and I can't wait to be able to. But all this is happening in a political environment where the corporate media and I caught myself sick the other day, and I almost canceled my show today because of it, because I've got an itch in my throat, constantly coughing, and all that stuff. But all of this is happening in a political environment where the corporate media and the Democrats like Cuomo violate their own rules, encourage and even join violent protests led by the domestic terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And I even have a story here later on about how those two groups are going at each other too. So some mask, much of it maskless, gatherings are approved while peaceful religious gatherings are not. This, by the way, is this singling out of religious people is the very definition of persecution. Now, the left don't think about it this way, but that's exactly what it is. If that's not disturbing enough, Cuomo would have gotten away with this. No, it's worse. A governor singling out the religious for persecution by executive fiat would not only have gotten away with this were it not for Amy Coney Barrett, he would have received a rubber stamp of approval from the Supreme Court. As Breitbart News reported earlier, the U.S. Supreme Court granted an injunction Wednesday evening against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's restrictions on religious services in a 5-4 decision. If Ruth Bader Ginsburg were still on the court, Cuomo's fascist persecution would have been sanctified by the highest court in the land. And we would have lost 5-4 primarily because of George W. Bush appointee John Roberts, who the useless establishment said would be someone who could be counted on to rewrite the Constitution, and has in fact ended up being just another radical leftist enamored with the authoritarianism of central planning and one-size-fits-all boondoggles like Obamacare. Let me close with this. Now that we are all educated on the risks of the coronavirus, there is no valid reason to keep any of these Stalinist lockdown orders in place. We know the risks. We know the survival rate, according to the CDC, is around 996 out of 1,000. So it should be up to us to assess the risks, to decide whether or not to choose freedom over safety. If I'm wearing a mask, why should I care if you don't? If I'm social distancing, why should I care if you are not? We didn't outlaw gay sex when AIDS virus had a fatality rate of 100%. We educated the public on the risks and allowed people to make their own decisions. In that same spirit, we should not be outlawing or restricting anything in the face of a virus with a 996 out of 1,000 survival rate, much less the first. But there, the First Amendment dangles by the skin of one measly vote. We need to be afraid, folks, because the party that hates the Constitution and the Constitution and the amendments has claimed victory over Trump in the election. So we may have elected an anti-American bigot to the highest office in the land. Welcome to the show today, and we hope that you will come away with a better knowledge of what our government, local and national, are doing to us as citizens of this country. I won't call it great anymore because the government is destroying our nation and no one seems to be doing anything about it.
Angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
That's one small step for man.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to Hour 1 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert T. and Fidel Garding, as we strive hard to bring you the correct news as it actually happens, with no liberal spin or unbiased lies that are parroted in the lame streamlined media. Using the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason, in this unreasonable world comes NWCR Radio on Conservative Nation Media from Albuquerque, New Mexico, where America always wins. And now, here's Robert. Back. I'm glad that you are here. The call-in number is 646-478-5284. Representative Lucy McBath, Democrat of Georgia, weighed in on President Donald Trump criticizing Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger over his handling of elections. McBath said on CNN's New Day that Trump's attacks on the country's democracy continues to be appalling. She added, Georgia has been running clean elections. Well, the problem comes in with that, folks, is the fact that here's what's going on in Georgia. She says that they've been running clean elections, but fraud has been revealed in Georgia. Complaint for declaratory, emergency, and permanent injunctive relief dated November 25th, 2020. Nature of the action. This civil action brings to light a massive election fraud, multiple violations of Georgia laws, including OCGA 22130, 22131, and 21331 and 212552, and multiple constitutional violations as shown by fact witnesses to specify incidents, public expert witnesses, and sheer mathematical impossibilities found in the Georgia 2020 election. Evidence, darn it, this thing is evidence to be adduced includes two affidavits making the following allegation. The design and features of the Dominion software do not permit a single audit to reveal its misallocation, redistribution, or deletion of votes. First, the system's central accumulator does not include a protected real-time audit log that maintains the date and timestamps of all significant election events. Key components of the system utilizes unprotected logs. Essentially, this allows an unauthorized user the opportunity to arbitrarily add, modify, or remove log entries, causing the machine to log election events that do not reflect actual voting tabulations, or more specifically, do not reflect the actual votes or the will of the people. Now, this whole idea that Representative Lucy McBath, Democrat of Georgia, is saying that Georgia has been running clean elections, it's showing more and more and more that they have not. One of the things that I did, I did an update on Wednesday of last week where I talked about the different states that had problems because of Premier Election Solutions, which is owned by Dominion and Dominion themselves. Excuse me. Like Pennsylvania had 220,883 switched votes, and those switched votes were from Trump to Biden. So essentially there, Trump's votes went down 220,833, and Biden's went up 220,883. And then they lost 941,248 votes. That's in Pennsylvania alone. Georgia, they found 17,407 switched votes. In other words, in Georgia, votes that were for Trump had been switched to Biden. So in Georgia, Trump lost 17,407 votes, and Biden gained 17,407 votes. And that's almost 250,000 votes right there, folks. That's a quarter of a million votes just in two states. And they say that they ran a clean election. But McBath advised the president's attacks on our democracy, which, by the way, we do not have a democracy. I don't know how many times this has to be told, folks. We don't have a democracy. It is a constitutional republic. A democracy is mob rule, and that's what the Democrats want. But she says, Georgia has been very upfront. We've run clean elections. We've had clean politics, particularly after we saw what happened with our June 9th primary. And so the Secretary of State, we do have to give him some applause for making sure that he ran clean and safe and fair elections, and that the president is not happy with that. You know, we've done what we were called to do, and we've done it fairly, and now we have a new president-elect, and that president-elect is Joe Biden, unquote. But I bring it back to that one point that I was bringing up to you. In Georgia, 17,407 votes were switched from Trump to Biden. In Georgia, 33,574 were lost. This whole idea that everything is right above board and the Democrats have done nothing caused Trump to lose, that's laughable at best. Laughable at best. The only thing I can say about this whole thing is that the Democrats are not able to tell the truth. They don't seem to be able to tell the truth. They don't seem to be able to do anything when it comes to the truth. All they can do is constantly push everybody to make everybody think that, oh my gosh, they're being put out upon. They're being pushed upon. They're being made to think that they're liars. Well, I have an easy answer for that. If you don't want to be called liars, don't lie. If you don't want to be called cheaters, don't cheat. It's just as simple as that. It's just as simple as that. And that's the whole thing. If you don't want to be called cheaters, don't cheat. That's all there is to it. But the Democrats have been showing the world that they are cheaters. The Democrats have been showing the world that that's all they know how to do. And the only ones that don't seem to realize this are the Democrats themselves. They get pissed off when somebody comes on the air, even if it's a tiny little radio show like this one, where we show proof that the Democrats cheated, that the Democrats did everything they could to make sure that Trump lost. They get pissed off about this. The problem with that, folks, is that whole list that I started reading about here, it would just blow you away if you could just know how many votes were taken from Trump and how many votes were given to Biden. So like I said, in Pennsylvania, 120,883 votes were switched from Trump to Biden. In New Jersey, 80,242 were switched from Trump to Biden. In Florida, 21,422 votes were switched from Trump to Biden. In Michigan, 20,213 votes were switched from Trump to Biden. New York switched 18,124 votes from Trump to Biden. In Georgia, it was a 17,407, like I'd said. In Ohio, it was 14,956 were switched from Trump to Biden. Virginia switched 12,163. California switched 7,001. But they lost 10,989 votes. Arizona switched 4,492 from Trump to Biden. Minnesota switched 2,766 from Trump to Biden. Tennessee switched 2,330 from Trump to Biden. Louisiana switched 2,322 from Trump to Biden. Illinois switched 2,166 from Trump to Biden. Wisconsin switched 2,078 from Trump to Biden. Illinois, I told you, switched from 2,166 votes from Trump to Biden, but they lost 54,730 votes. Colorado switched 809 votes from Trump to Biden. Utah switched 1,627 from Trump to Biden. New Hampshire switched 973 from Trump to Biden. Iowa switched 938 from Trump to Biden. New Mexico switched 268. Texas switched 14,954 from Trump to Biden. In Kansas switched 1,674 from Trump to Biden. All total there, folks, 451,508 votes were switched from Trump to Biden. That made a huge swing in what the votes were for. But that's not all. Other election systems and software. Nebraska switched 30,086 from Trump to Biden. Kentucky switched 8,129. Arkansas switched 3,664. And South Carolina switched 2,779. Montana switched 2,330. South Dakota switched 1,347. North Dakota switched 234. Maryland switched 203. And the total switch there were 48,772. And when it comes to unknown systems, Connecticut switched 3,834 votes. Massachusetts switched 3,613. Oregon switched 2,557. Alabama switched 1,170. Mississippi switched 355. Maine switched 271. Rhode Island switched 6. And all the rest of them switched 0. The total from all three of these was 509,529 votes, folks. That means 529,529 votes were switched from Trump to Biden. That's over a million swing right there. Do you understand what is going on here, folks? And it's like I said in my update on last Wednesday, now to remove the liberal blindfold here, after telling all of you about this, and yes, there is much, much more, is it any wonder the Democrats, Biden, Schumer, Pelosi, and the lying liberal lamestream media, especially the New York slimes, is trying so hard to push the unfact that Trump lost and Biden won? You see, folks, Biden did not win the election. And the left knows this. They know that if this information gets out, that things around here would change drastically. So their only option now is to get the election called so that it wouldn't matter. If Biden is certified and declared the winner, he would be our president no matter what. It is just like the Coleman-Franken race that put Franken into the Senate. Franken did, in fact, not win that one. And it has been proven. But it was proven too late. It was proven after Coleman conceded. Franken ended up in the Senate, though he didn't win the race. After Coleman conceded, it didn't matter anymore. Any investigations into the ballots that were found in trunks of cars or the other anomalies that happened didn't matter. Franken won on a cheat. Just like Joe Biden will win on a cheat if the people do not wake the hell up and start looking at the facts that have been found by the software engineers and the geniuses that have the figures and the proof that Biden lost this election. But since the media has control of most all of the people, this will not get out unless sites like this one, CNN, American by Design, Black by Color Only, Political Pistachio, Kathy Hinner's, The Blaze Network, Breitbart, One America News, and others can figure out a way to take over the media and get the truth out to the people, because the media will not do it. The leftist socialists in the government won't do it. And if it isn't done and Biden takes the White House from the rightful winner, this country is done for, because we will never have a fair and balanced election ever again. That is what the leftists are hoping for. And if Biden gets in the White House, that is what we have to look forward to in the future of this nation. This whole idea that we have to have Trump concede is insane. The thing that I have to say to Trump, if he would ever hear this show, what he would hear me say is, I agree with Hillary Clinton on one thing. She did say one thing that was correct. Don't concede under any circumstances. Now, I know she was talking to Biden. But Biden didn't win this election. Trump did. And I'm saying to him that what Hillary Clinton said there is absolutely the truth. Trump, do not concede this election, period. With Trump planning to come to the state to campaign, McBath predicted both Georgia Democratic senatorial candidates Reverend Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff would win the January 5th runoff elections over incumbent senators Kelly Loeffler, Republican, and David Perdue, Republican. Well, you know, Georgia delivered the presidency to our president-elect Biden, so we're excited here in Georgia, she said. We have been so energized in the state, and nothing that the president does is going to change the fact that John Ossoff and Reverend Warnock are really going to win those seats, she said, stated. Free and fair elections? Remember my last update when the one that I talked about on Wednesday in Georgia. 17,407 votes were switched from Trump to Biden. That sounds like it. That really sounds fair to me. There were almost 34,000 votes lost. That right there would change the election results. Don't give me fair, woman. Biden won that state by 14,000 votes. If Biden got 17,000 from Trump, that's what won the election for him, when they cheated and gave votes that should have gone to Trump to Biden. And the Albuquerque Journal the other morning actually gave us proof that the lockdowns and the masks do not work. And they keep talking about how we have to continue the lockdowns, how we have to continue wearing the masks. And here in Albuquerque, we have a lot of things that are going on right at the moment, that if masks worked and social distancing worked, this stuff wouldn't be happening. We've got Walmarts closed all over town now because people who work there caught COVID. Well, they were all wearing masks. How the hell could that have happened? Folks, I keep telling you, and I've said this over and over again, I had Peggy Hall from California in on this one day where she talked about masks and how they don't work. Folks, the weave in a mask, even surgical masks, are like a chain link fence to a mosquito for this virus. It isn't going to stop it. It isn't going to halt it any. The only thing it's going to do is shut down our immune systems because we were not meant to breathe in our own air. We were made to breathe in oxygen, breathe out carbon dioxide. You wear a mask, you're breathing in the first time oxygen. But after that, you're just breathing in stuff that you've trapped in the mask by breathing out. This whole idea that everything in this country has to be because the Democrats say it must is ridiculous. And when it's like I said, when it comes to going into stores, we had to wear masks. Makes me wonder what would have happened if people had refused to do that, as is our rights, folks. First off, Michelle Lujan Grisham is not our boss. She may be our governor, but she's not our boss. And I have said this many times before. She is merely an employee of the people. And I say that it is about time that the people rose up and let her know this. But of course we are not. Last week she locked down New Mexico again. And ever since we have been locked down, Walmart that I usually go to has been closed since she locked us down again. I know that they say it's for other reasons. And last week when I talked about this, I said that I know they say this for other reasons, but I doubt it. Well, it turns out that the other reason, the reasons for shutting it down is because people who work there caught COVID. Well, of course they caught COVID. They were wearing masks. And since this election, all the headlines in the Albuquerque Journal have been reminiscent of the one that they had the other day. COVID cases explode, special session set, new infections are daily record of 3675, 12 deaths reported. Oh my God. This whole idea that the American people who are wearing masks are safe and won't catch COVID? Folks, they're the ones who's catching it. They're the ones who are catching it. And all these businesses who are saying that you have to wear a mask in order to go in, all their people are wearing masks 8 hours a day. Does not help them. And now that Biden has said that he has won the election, which he hasn't yet, hasn't been called yet. But one of his first things is to make a mandatory mask mandate for the whole country. And if that has happened because, that is how the liberal left in this nation works, folks, while telling all of us that it is the Republicans who use scaremongering as a weapon to keep the people on the ground with a jackboot in the neck. It's actually the other way around. Folks, don't let them fool you on this. for it is the demonic rats who do that, all the way down to the jackboots. And we have to remember here, folks, that what is going on is not a good thing for this nation.
We will be right back after these important messages.
In the world of business, it is always exciting to announce the formation of a new one, and an LLC to boot. Enter now, I Am the Sky Drone Services, LLC, based out of Jamestown, Indiana, but working out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87112. With drones being the big up-and-coming billion-dollar industry, I Am the Sky has gotten in close to the ground floor, and the possibilities are almost endless. From photography and weddings from above, to photographing homes for realtors, all the way to mapping, I Am the Sky Drone Services, LLC, affiliated with Garden Graphics and Printing, can attain all your needs in photography from a perspective that was hard to attain to before without a good amount of risk to your employees. That's I Am the Sky Drone Services, LLC, at 505-317-8741, or email us at gardingr@reagan.com. That's GARDINGR@REAGAN.com. And the phone number again is 505-317-8741. We are your one-stop shop for drone services and printing needs. Give us a call. We do it all. Conservative Nation Media, or CNM, is pleased to announce the return of Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown. Earlier this summer, Vincent took time off for the summer to do some things that he wanted to do with his family. Family is important, no matter what the left says. Now he is back. Starting on the 19th of September, Vincent Brown is back with Black by Color Only at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays with the show that you all loved. Vincent has a special way to let you know just what is going on and why it is good or bad. That's Black by Color Only on CNM, where America always wins. But through it all, the whole of the lamestream lying liberal media has been saying that Americans have chosen and Biden is the new president. I keep hoping. I still don't think he is the president-elect. This country is in dire straits, and if he actually does win the election, because Biden is not an American-loving loving person, we have to realize, my friends, that the debacle of the Obama presidency had Joe Biden as the vice president. And he sanctioned everything that Obama did. And on top of that, he will bring back the policies of that horrible administration. It is just like the last article that I talked about here, folks. We are just one vote away from getting rid of the First Amendment. And once that amendment falls, my friends, the rest will topple like dominoes. The left knows this. And that's why the left is trying so hard to push this. I had mentioned an article in the Albuquerque paper today, excuse me, that what we have is we have even in this liberal bastion of New Mexico, we had a thing where the churches were being limited by the government. And there was a while there where we were not even allowed to go to church. That is in violation of the First Amendment, our First Amendment rights. And the people allowed this. But something, somewhere here in New Mexico, someone blocked that ruling by the governor that we had to stop going to church, that churches were only allowed a certain number of people. Some judge here in New Mexico actually blocked that. Kind of surprised me. But I knew it had to be good for the state because of one thing. The Albuquerque Journal here is a very liberal organization. Anything that is good for the country, they always will do a little blurb about the story. If it deserves to be on the front page, they will do a little blurb about it, like maybe the headline. And on this one, it said, New Mexico's ban on churches blocked. But the story wasn't on the front page. No, it wasn't on the front page. They moved it to a back page in hopes that nobody would read it. But it's there. If it was something like Breitbart News, it would have been right the very front page, been front page news. That would have been all there would have been to it. But not here. Not on the front page of the Albuquerque Journal. CNN reporter shredded for self-congratulatory message about Trump news conference. The CNN White House correspondent Caitlin Collins was ridiculed Thursday after congratulating herself and fellow White House reporters after President Donald Trump answered their questions for the first time since the November 3rd election. Collins tweeted, "The crew that got President Trump to answer his first questions in over 3 weeks, proud to be part of it." Critics were quick to mock Collins on social media. And they did. Like, real journalists don't report about themselves, let alone self-congratulate about doing their jobs. Another one said, "A crew of activists, bunch of losers." Another one said, "I really can't imagine what it's like to be so delusional and narcissistic." Others pointed to a double standard in the coverage of Trump compared to the presumptive president-elect Joe Biden. "Where is the photo of the crew that can get Joe Biden to answer one?" podcaster Stephen Miller asked. Former White House press secretary Ari Fleischer added, "Too bad the Biden press pool hardly ever does this." And they don't. But in order to push good news about Trump, about Biden, if he's declared winner, they're going to have to lie anyway, because there won't be anything going on except for destruction to America. But that's exactly what they want. So they'll probably be patting themselves on the back on that one too. But Ken Emanuelson at Mr. Clean 2012 on Parler said to her, to Caitlin Collins, "Be careful there. Wouldn't want you to tear your rotator cuff patting yourself on the back. By the way, please let us know if and when you get to at Joe Biden to answer some questions not involving ice cream." Of the 12 questions Biden received Monday, there were zero follow-ups, zero interruptions during the answers, opinion writer Joe Concha noted in The Hill. Zero questions about any of the issues above, which rank as among the top concerns on voters' minds along with coronavirus. Interruptions are expected at media briefings given by Trump and his administration at a news conference last week. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany called Collins an activist after the reporter shouted questions at her, Fox News reported. Trump answered reporters' questions Thursday following a Thanksgiving teleconference with the members of the U.S. military, telling them he would leave the White House if the Electoral College chooses Biden as the winner of the presidential election, but he was not prepared to concede, which is good. He shouldn't. He really shouldn't. Isn't that what Hillary Clinton told Biden? Don't under any circumstances concede. Well, that's what Trump should use that as a rallying cry. He should not concede under any circumstances. But if it comes down to it, leave the White House. Go ahead. But don't concede. But I think there will be a lot of things happening between now and the 20th of January. The Trump campaign is challenging the results in several states, including Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, because of alleged voter fraud and irregularities. And it's like I said, between those states right there, there was close to 500,000 votes that were switched from Trump to Biden. That's about 500,000 vote swing. You can make anybody lose when it comes to that kind of a swing on your votes. And then Georgia has the gall to tell us that there was no, that their election was clean. Their election was perfect. Nothing was done wrong there. There was so much fraud in Georgia that they were breaking Georgia laws. There was multiple constitutional violations, as shown by fact witnesses to specific incidences, multiple expert witnesses, and sheer mathematical impossibilities found in the Georgia 2020 general election. And that's clean? I guess so, but only if it goes your way, huh? The Board of Elections records demonstrating that at least 96,600 absentee ballots were requested and counted, but were never recorded as being returned to the county election boards by the voter. Thus, at a minimum, 96,600 votes must be disregarded. But they're not going to be. Two affidavits setting forth various conduct amounting to federal crimes, clear improprieties, insufficiencies, and improper handling of ballots by county officials and their employees that the affidavits personally observed while monitoring the hand recount, see Exchange 11, Coleman Affidavit 310, Exchange 12, Dietrich AFF 414. A large number of ballots were identical and likely fraudulent. Exhibit 15. Eight affidavits detailing the nature and acts of fraud that demonstrate an absence of mistake. 20,311 absentee or early voters in Georgia voted while registered as having moved out of the state. Those shouldn't even be counted. Voters registered at a totally fraudulent resident addresses, including shopping centers, mail drop stores, and other non-residential facilities. Those shouldn't be vote counted. If they were for Trump, they wouldn't be. But since they were probably for Biden, they were counted. Defendants refused to credential all of the Trump campaign's submitted watchers, which was illegal. And representatives and or kept Trump campaign watchers and representatives by security and metal barricades from the areas where the inspection, opening, and counting of absentee and mail-in ballots were taking place. Now, here's the problem with all of this, folks. When an absentee ballot comes in, It has a name. And the voting voting district and stuff like that on the front of the card. If it's not there, it should be just thrown away right there. But they weren't. They were opening these. Inside, they were supposed to be inside of another envelope. A lot of these were not. These should have been thrown away. They shouldn't have been counted. But they were, because they were for Biden. The mainstream media let go of their breathless reporting on Mueller's investigation into Russia-Trump collusion for 3 years based on Russia-prepared Steele dossier paid for by Hillary Clinton and the Democrat National Committee. Hopefully, having now been given specific details on what occurred in Georgia, the mainstream media will give these proceedings the extensive coverage they deserve. But I seriously doubt if they will. They won't give it the coverage it deserves because of one reason. And that reason is because it doesn't fit their agenda. That's just the main part of what is going on here. And the whole problem with this excuse me, like I said, I got sick yesterday, and so I've still got a little bit of a cough here, but that's neither here nor there, as we are doing everything that we can to make sure that everything gets out, but we will be right back. You are listening to Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. Conservative Nation Media, or CNM as the network has been shortened to, is growing again. Starting on Sundays, we have gotten our own Uncle Bing Fisher back on our network with his show American by Design. As before, but with more urgency than ever, American by Design is back with the mellow voice of Bing, and that voice will help keep us all informed about what the Democrats have in store for us and why we have to fight them every step of the way, because socialism is not for us, freedom is. Coming soon, American by Design with our very own Uncle Bing Fisher back on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. Conservative Nation Media is going through a very exciting time, and while at the same time, America is going through a very scary time, at least for those of us who are patriots and love this nation as it was founded. The left would have you all believe that America is the root cause of all the evil happening in our country and world today, and at the helm of that evil is President Donald Trump. Nothing, my friends, could be farther from the truth, and that is what CNM is here to show you. Our last show to come back live is Nada with Mango. Chris Mango has already started planning his first show back, and we'll have as a guest Michael Johns, who used to be a speechwriter for the White House, a member of the Heritage Club, and the co-founder of the Tea Party. Yes, my friends, they are still around. Michael is a big part of the Tea Party community, the largest group of the National Tea Party. Join Chris Mango for his return show on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time and hear his take on the things that we as Americans need to do to save this great constitutional republic. That's Chris Mango with Nada with Mango, heard only here on CNM on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, where America always wins.
Time for the mortals to pay. My child waits to do your will.
Leave us.
Release the Kraken!
Thank you.
Okay, we are back. One of the things I was talking about earlier today about how in today's Albuquerque Journal there was a small blurb about church capacities. And it says here, and this is another thing that the Albuquerque Journal will do that goes completely against the way newspapers actually really should be. But it says, limits on church capacity blocked. It says, Supreme Court rules New York State's safety rules on attendance of houses of worship are illegal. Page A4. That's all it says on the front page, okay? Then it says to go to page A4. Well, I did. There is nothing there. Absolutely nothing there. So they tease you with this little story about limits on churches being blocked. Send you to another page, and it's not there. Isn't that amazing, folks? Now, the thing I have to say about all of this is, how would we get away with this in the media if this went against Donald Trump or against Joe Biden? First off, it wouldn't happen because the liberal mainstream, lamestream media will change things and do things like this, where they put that little blurb on there saying limits on church capacity blocked and then send you to another page. And that was here in the Albuquerque Journal this morning. And then you go to the page they tell you to go to, and it's not there. So you're just kind of left hanging there on this story that actually says, hey, maybe somebody's actually believing in the First Amendment rights here. That maybe we got a judge who knows what they're talking about and has decided to stop this insanity. But there's nothing in there telling you what the story was or what the judge was that blocked it or anything. Is how the lamestream lying media works on these things, folks. They will get us excited. Like, oh my gosh, something good is happening. Then they won't report it. But you go to Breitbart News, if there's a headline on there about this one, limits on church capacity blocked, you'd find the story because it would be there. But in the Albuquerque Journal, no, they don't want to talk about stuff like this. They'll put it in there, and that way it'll give them the impetus to say, well, we reported it. It's right there on the front page. Yeah, granted, maybe they did report it by saying limits on church capacity blocked, and then giving a 3-line sentence telling you what it's about. But there's no details in there. No details at all. Because they lead you to another page, and on that other page, there's no story. That other page had 3 things on it. One was a half-page advertisement for something. See if I can get to it here. And I've got the paper right here. To go to A4. The top story is virus ruling shows Trump's imprint on Supreme Court. The next one is Venezuelan judge sentences 6 American execs to prison. And the bottom is a MomentsNewMexico.org advertisement. Tip number 4, smile with me. You are your child's first and most important teacher. A smile from you makes me glad through and through. Oh, brother. But there's nothing there about churches. And even going to the other pages, nothing on A5. Nothing on A6. Nothing on A7. But obituaries. Nothing on A8 except for new migration maps serve as tools. Election says Trump says he'll leave if Electoral College formally seats Biden. The weather. And then if I go back the other direction, there's nothing on A3. Nothing on A2. Except that Lujan Grisham, our tyrant of a governor, is among the top candidates for health secretary. Boy, we'll all just go to hell in a handbasket if that happens. But there's no story there. And I looked pretty much through the whole paper for that story. It's not there. And the reason why it's not there is because it doesn't fit their agenda. They want churches to be locked down. They want churches to be having their capacity blocked. They want it to be left alone so that they can do whatever they want to it. If they can make it so capacity is made so that it's not as full as it can be, then they can go other ways. And that's exactly what they're doing. And it's like Biden has already told us, if he actually wins the White House, and like I said before, he hasn't yet. But if he actually wins the White House, we might as well get ready to start wearing masks, because he's going to make a mandate, a national mandate, that we need to wear masks all the time. I'll laugh in that man's face. I won't do it. And the people should rise up and say, no, we ain't going to do this anymore either. Because this has got to stop. We have got people in our government right now who think they are in charge. No, they're not. The people who are actually in charge are people like me, sitting at home watching all of this malarkey happening. We're the ones who are in charge. We're the ones who needs to stand up and say, now, wait a minute here. This has got to stop. Michelle Lujan Grisham here in New Mexico a couple weeks ago said that she was discouraged because nobody was following her orders. Well, yeah, they are. Because if you go outside, you see people walking around all alone with a mask on. You people see people driving around all alone with a mask on. Yeah, they're following orders, but they shouldn't be. And I make it a big point when I go out to the store, I won't wear a mask until I get to the store. I'll walk all the way up to the door and leave my mask off. And then when I put it on, it's below my nose. And I've had several people tell me that I need to put it above my nose. And I said, no, I won't do it. And you can't make me. Our First Amendment rights, our Second Amendment rights, our Third Amendment rights, our Fourth Amendment rights, our Fifth Amendment rights, they're all being taken away from us, folks, and we are allowing it. And once that First Amendment falls, the rest are going to fall right behind it. And I've got a phone call here, just a second. Area code 314. You there?
Well, yeah, you can have some people 5 miles off of shore in the boat in the ocean. They still have on masks. Kind of have to wonder. You have to kind of wonder what the heck's in their mind.
I don't know.
You know what?
It's really strange. You know, I walk around here and there's wide open areas out here, and you'll see a person walking, and they're like almost a half a mile away, and you can see they've got a mask on.
Yeah, in the middle of a foot bubble. But you know what? I take it you're conservative, and I am too.
Yes.
And I'm African American. I know you don't get to talk to many black conservatives. But you know, one of the big problems in this country now is the education. The education that's going on in these schools, whether your kids are not being taught anything. You know, from a scientific way, a biological way, if everyone was astute like we were back in the day, I don't know how old you are, this is just another virus. That's all it is. And just think, can people not do the math? The percentage relationship between those who come down with it, who test positive, the confirmed cases, and those who survive is over 99%. Man, wouldn't you like to have a 99% success rate with lotto tickets or bingo?
Well, you know, it's one of the things I brought up at the beginning of this show. we have right now 997 out of 1,000 people survive it. But
yeah,
back when AIDS first came out and it had 100% fatality rate, we didn't lock down the nation. We taught the people what caused it. We taught the people how to avoid it. And we essentially educated the people. But with this one, with such a high rate of being able to get over it, they're locking down everything. It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, I think this was yet another attempt to stop Donald Trump. It may not have been solely, but it was sure well timed. And when you talk to people and ask them, well, what is it about the president that you don't like? I mean, looking at all the jobs and all the other things having to do with economics, the things that he promised to do. And this is me now. And I heard him say it before I voted for him. And that's what attracted me to him, the things he was talking about. I'd be damned, he done them, or he tried. But when I asked people, they said, well, he didn't handle the virus right. So you can't argue with him no more. You can tell him when you put the travel ban, but as far as they're concerned, that's not enough. So people have emotions and they have fears. And this virus has brought out the fear. They're not looking at the success rate that you talked about. They're looking at it's killing people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I see people with those clear shields on their face. They don't have no mask on. I say, well, yeah, well, do they know the error? I mean, you tell them. And, you know, here's a funny thing. And I wish this could happen, but then again, I don't. I like to see every American in the country stay in the house for a month or 45 days. Everybody. Then come back out. And if somebody comes down with COVID, now what you going to say?
Well, you know, it's like here in Albuquerque, we've got about six Walmart stores that are completely closed down right at the moment because employees have contacted COVID. Well, when they work in Walmart, they have to wear a mask. So apparently masks didn't work.
You got to be kidding me. You got six stores that shut down completely?
Yeah, six Walmart stores are shut down completely right now.
Oh my goodness.
And one of them is right over here by my house, with the one I used to usually always went to, but they closed and they wouldn't give the reasons for it. And it finally came out that employees were catching COVID. Well, of course, they were wearing masks all the time, shutting down their immune systems. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's another thing. And they're talking about they have to do research to find out about the what they don't know about this particular virus. Well, guess who's the best research there is on the planet? The human body.
Mm-hmm.
The human body is the best research on the planet because since the human being came into existence, it has survived the exposures of over 324 trillion viruses.
Yep.
As reported. That's a damn pretty good record, I would say, and we still living.
Yeah. And then on top of that, you know, we didn't shut down everything for like the SARS virus and the bird flu and all of these other ones that came along, and they just kind of disappeared after a while. And that the thing I've been talking about is like South Dakota is a good example of what's going on right now. South Dakota never locked down. They never had the mask mandates. They never locked down. They're pretty much over it now.
Hmm. Well, that's the same thing in other places in the world. And when you look at that incident rate, that percentages you just talked about,
mm-hmm.
in the rest of the world combined, it's about, actually, the United States is better. In the rest of the world, it's probably maybe like 97%, 96%. But the United States is up there with 99% of those that come down with it, 98%, 99%. They get over it.
Yep.
Now, granted, people in the United States spurge. They're unhealthy because of their own accord, their own will, the way they eat, and their lack of doing the things necessary in order to keep their body at tip-top shape and their immune system. And also they indulge in things that just isn't safe.
Yeah,
they got
exactly.
a free will
Absolutely.
To do that. And all that takes its toll. You know, it's just like if you – standing in the front of a house and you got your fire department there and your equipment and you're fighting a fire, well, what happened if two or three more alarms ring? Well, you got to take this equipment and take it over to these other spots. Now you have reduced your effectiveness. Well, it's the mm-hmm. same thing with your immune system. If it's already fighting high blood pressure, if it's already fighting diabetes, if it's already fighting obesity, and all of a sudden, guess what? Here comes COVID. It's the same logical thing.
Yeah.
It's being stressed. So if you don't lay down and stop and give your that defense a break, well, guess what? Whatever it is that it's fighting is sooner or later going to overcome it. Then there you go. You
yep.
go.
I totally agree with you, and I'm really glad you called because, you know, you brought up a bunch of good points there, and we also have a show on tomorrow night that's called Black by Color Only, and it's with Vincent Brown, and he is another African-American.
I know
is,
him.
Yeah, he is
good.
Great.
I
really like him.
Mm-hmm. But you know, here's one thing, and I'm going to leave. Conservatives got to learn how to fight, because if not, you're going to get ran over by these liberals.
Mm-hmm.
And this two that look like they're going to be going into the office, I kind of dread what they're going to be proposing. And you know, it's sad that this has happened, because you never would expect that the voting system in the United States would be exploited and denigrated and drug in the mud the way we have seen. And this has got to stop. I don't care if the candidates was Mickey Mouse and Pluto. It's got to stop. And those that's behind it got to be brought to justice.
I totally agree.
I'm going to let you go, fella. I appreciate your program and giving me the opportunity to contribute to its
absolutely.
Betterment.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
And God bless you. Yeah, you know, and that's right there one of the things that we have to look at here. You know, it's like we have all these stores here in New Mexico that require that you wear a face mask. They have hair cutting salons out here now. And in order to get your hair cut, you have to wear a face mask. There are people out there, folks, that cannot wear a mask. It cuts down your oxygen intake by at least 10%. And if you've got pulmonary disease or a lung disease that is already cutting down what oxygen you're taking in, masks are going to hurt you, plain and simple. But they don't look at it that way. They're just like Michelle Lujan Grisham here in New Mexico. She says, we must wear masks. That's the only way we're going to get over this disease. No, what would happen is if we just took the government completely out of this whole thing, just let our bodies take care of this disease, it would be gone. It's like I had mentioned to my caller who called in. South Dakota, and I keep wanting to say South Dakota. It could be North Dakota, but I think it's South Dakota. Never locked down. They never had the mask mandates. COVID is pretty much gone there now. I mean, it's one of these diseases that's going to come and go. But here is the problem that I can see with what is going on now. With what the government got away with here, with this stupid disease that has 997 out of 1,000 recovering from this, okay, that's about 99.7% recovery rate. And we've locked down this whole country because it's so deadly. No, folks, we've got to start using our God-given brains on this one. It's a disease, for crying out loud. It's like my last caller said, there's been trillions of viruses and diseases since we have been humans on this world. And our bodies have taken care of them. When AIDS came out and it was 100% fatality rate, we didn't lock down the nation. We taught the people what caused it. They started trying to figure out new medicines that would help the people who had it live a longer life. Has that happened here? No. We've got to come out with a vaccine. And if we come out with this vaccine, we've got to put all this other stuff in it that really doesn't do anything except change the DNA of the people and change everything else so that they can no longer fight these diseases. Yeah, folks, that's happening. It's really a sad state of affairs in this country today. And what is going on in this nation? Excuse me. Is we are allowing our government to dictate to us what we should be doing. Problem with that comes in is they don't know. They are using experts who will only trumpet their ideals. There are deaths from COVID. Sure. There were deaths from measles, but we never locked down a nation because of it. There have been deaths from the common cold, but we never locked down the nation for it. We now have businesses all over this nation that have had to close because of this lockdown, and they'll never open again. But is the government helping that any at all? No. They don't care. It's exactly what they wanted to have happen. Especially the leftist government, the Democrats, because they want everybody to be dependent on the government. So as long as everybody's out of work, everybody's on unemployment, everybody's on welfare, they've got their thumb down on the back of the neck of everybody. They can control people that way. And that's what's going on here. What's going on? And the problem comes in when the people finally start seeing this and start rebelling. And it is happening all over this nation. Actually, it's happening all over this world now. In Europe, Asia. It's happened a little bit here in the United States, but it hasn't happened anywhere near as much as it needs to. We need to rise up, tell the government that they are not in charge. We, the people, are their bosses, not the other way around. And as long as we allow the government to take over and do the things that they don't have any right to do, then we're just sealing our own doom. This last election is a good example of what we're allowing, because Trump did not lose this election. But if you look at anything in the newspapers, New York Slimes, the Albuquerque Journal, any of them, Trump lost. Biden is the president-elect. It's been decided. It's been confirmed. Thing. No, it hasn't. There are still things going on. And Trump has actually come out and said that, yes, if it comes down to it and Biden is declared the winner, he will leave the White House, but he won't concede. Good for him. Like I've said before, there have been so many races out there, and it's all been Democrats. Coleman-Franken race in Minnesota. Franken never won that race. When the election happened that night, Franken was behind by 10,000 votes. But he kept calling for recount after recount, and every time that they would have a recount, every vote they found was for Franken. Statistically, that can't happen, but it did. They were finding votes in the trunks of cars. Statistically, that shouldn't happen, but it did. And it's because of that crap that happened then that we're getting what we've got today, and the people are allowing it. You want to save America? Don't allow this to happen anymore. Because we're losing this country right down the tubes if we continue doing this, and we need to stop. I'm so glad that we had everybody here today. That one caller that I had said that was absolutely great. I'm glad that he called in. I've had about four or five people come into the chat room. I've had got another, my normal person who calls in with my show every week. He's been here. I'm glad that you guys were here tonight. Sorry, I got in here just a little bit late from what was scheduled. It's like I said, living here in New Mexico, being on Mountain Time, excuse me, kind of throws me for a loop because, you know, I've been scheduling my show for 8 o'clock, and that's 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Well, that's when I used to do my show. You know, it's if I scheduled it for 5 o'clock, I did it at 5 o'clock. If I scheduled it at 6 o'clock, I did it at 6 o'clock. Now I'm scheduling it for 8 o'clock in the evening. Well, that's 8 o'clock Eastern Time, and I'm Mountain Time, so it's like it actually starts at six, and I've got to get that a little bit more in line with my thinking now, because I was late last week. I was late again today, but we are here. We will be back next week, and all for this, for Monday through Friday, we also, Monday through Thursday, we have our daily updates, and on tomorrow we have Vincent Brown with his American by Design, and on Sunday we have Bing Fisher with his well, American by Design with Bing Fisher. And then on Saturday, we have Vincent with his Black by Color Only. And we will be back next Friday. Hopefully, I'll be on time this next time that we will be back. God bless you all. God bless our troops. And as always, as a friend of mine used to always say, we will not be ruled. Have a blessed day. God bless you all.